This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. We're joined by Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning, Junkies. How are you? I'm great.
Good.
We're doing well.
Good to talk to you, Mike. I'll just get it out of the way. You guys have announced that you're going to skip Patrick's next start, and he'll start the following Tuesday. And he just hit a brick wall this year. I don't know what happened. We've talked about him a bunch. When your starter can't get out of the first inning in two of the last three starts, I guess you got to do something. So is this just kind of give him a break? Is this a confidence thing? What's the reasoning?
Yeah, I just think that we're going to, it's so difficult to work on things during the season because you're always in constant preparation mode for your next start. And I think this will give him a little time to step back. We can go over, we can really dive into the video and the film and give him a chance to do a little tweaking with our pitching people in a less competitive venue where he can come out of the, pitch in the bullpen and work on some things and try and tweak his delivery a little bit and get back on track where we need him to be.
I have no idea. Confidence is such a big part of sports. Has he, during these last couple of years, has he gone to, a sports psychologist or anything like that? Do you guys talk to him about some of those things? I know you've talked about pitching inside, and that's kind of a confident thing.
Well, I think that to answer your question, of confidence is a tremendous factor in success and performance of these athletes. And it doesn't matter how much success you've had in the past or what your paycheck says or what kind of car you drive. Confidence is a fleeting thing. And when things go bad, you have to really dig deep into your mental fitness and try and come out the other end of it, still feeling good about yourself. So it's always a factor with all these players. It's something that we have discussed. He has talked to people about it, and it's something that we have on people on staff to do that, he has taken advantage of that.
And what's crazy is he's due almost $60 million in the next couple of years, $35 million in his final year. It's crazy, Mike. And I don't know what you guys can do. What's his demeanor after starts when you talk to him, or do you talk to him after starts?
Oh, he takes the ball every 5 days, and when he doesn't, when things don't go right, he faces the media, like the professional that he is. And this guy's had a lot of success in his career. He's been in the top 10 in Cy Youngs twice in his career, and we all know what he did in 2019 and 2018 for that matter with the D-backs. He knows that he's a healthy pitcher and he's way better than this, and he's got to figure out a way to get back to where he has been at in the past and to take this into the future.
All right, so let's get to a positive. Joey Meneses has got 3 home runs since he's been called up. I always like a story about somebody that gets his first cup of coffee, first time in the major leagues at age 30. He's played internationally. He's been an MVP in the International League, which is the minors. Tell us about Joey Meneses, when you first kind of knew about him, and does he have a chance to be part of, like, the long-term picture?
Well, Joey's is a great example of stick-to-itiveness and, you know, what it takes to, you know, to grind your way through the minor leagues to get to the big leagues and reach your dream. And, you know, it's a good scouting story from our people who had seen him play, you know, for years in the minor leagues and for, you know, saw him play in Mexico a lot. So, you know, he was a guy that we felt that give us some thump from the right side, in, you know, in AAA, help that club and it'd be a piece for us to go reach for if we needed it, which we did after the trade deadline. And you know, those are success stories. They're happy stories. They're upbeat stories because, you know, this guy has obviously earned every at-bat he's gotten here in the big leagues. And you know, the most important part, he's taking advantage of it. So, he's a great story of a guy who never gave up on his dream, and a good story on about our international scouts who saw him play internationally, and you know, told me to pull his name and to sign into a minor league contract. So I think it's a positive, upbeat story for a very, very good guy, and you know, a guy who's paid his dues.
And Mike, you say paying his dues. I mean, how many long, just bumpy bus rides has that guy taken in his minor league career? Does he check into the nice hotels that the Nats stay in on the road? He's probably looking around like, oh my God, I can't believe the treatment that the major leaguers get. I never want to go back again. Or is he just taken as a pro? What's it like for him?
Well, I think that you know, he's very excited, and you know, after 10 years of grinding it out on commercial flights in AAA and long bus rides in A-ball and AA, you know, when you walk into the Four Seasons, you know, in Philadelphia, it's probably something that says, wow, I've made it to the big league. So I'm happy for him and his family, and you know, he's taken in the stride pretty well, and it's fun to see, you know, those kind of stories because he's, you know, he's the epitome of a grinder and what it takes to follow your dreams and stay with it.
Mike, can give us a little idea of JoJo Gray, and is he going to be shut down anytime soon? He's at 106 innings. He threw 62 last year. He's had 20 starts this year. Is he going to go the rest of the year, or will he be shut down here the next couple starts? What are you thinking?
No, we're not thinking of shutting him down. He'll dictate, when he's had enough. If he's had enough, we're trying to get him through the season. Mm-hmm. It's his first full season pitching in the big leagues. I think that he's shown flashes of what he's going to be in the future. The guy has swing and miss stuff, and like a lot of rookies in their rookie season, you know, makes occasional mistakes and pays for it because this is the big leagues and. There's no higher league than this one. So but all in all, I think he's progressing beautifully. I think that, again, you see flashes of him. And this guy taking the ball every 5 days is a way that, he's getting better each and every year, and a guy that we know that we can count on, you know, for years to come and be one of our rotation starters going to be, in that next group of guys that's going to be our next championship club.
So you talk about the next group of guys. I know traditionally in September you start making some of the call-ups. Will we see some of the guys you traded for before that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the timeline is on promotions. McKenzie Gore is, that'll be dictated by his health and his rehabilitation status. At the time, and we want to give CJ Abrams some reps, in our organization, and so he could be comfortable that he knows the Nationals' way of playing the game and that type of thing. So I'm not sure about timing the promotions, but those are two major league capable players that will get to the big leagues as soon as they're ready. And the September deadline is changed from the years past where, we would bring up 11 guys, in September. Now you're only allowed at two extra players. So we'll see how that pans out when we get closer to the date.
Mike, I talked to James Woods' dad last night. He had a, I think he had two or three hits last night down in Fredericksburg. Maybe 2 for 5 or 3 for 5. I did see, I think he hit a home run in his first game with Fredericksburg. So
nice.
He's off to a good start. I think he's 7 for 20 maybe in 3 or 4 games. So obviously you've been paying attention to those numbers. Any chance he might get bumped up a little bit from Fredericksburg before the end of the minor league season?
You know, we're not sure what the progression is going to be with him or with the other guys. We know that Fredericksburg is, you know, they're in the playoff hunt, and James is a big part of that lineup. You know, again, trying to get his feet wet with the way we do things here in Washington as opposed to San Diego. So, you know, I don't think there's any hurry to push guys to the next level, especially from A-ball to A-ball. You know, this guy's extremely capable of succeeding at that level and the next. So he's a big part of what we're trying to do. He's an exciting player, and I'm down here in West Palm Beach with our newly acquired drafted players in our Florida Complex League, watching those guys, you know, have to make a push for the playoffs. And it's fun to see these young kids running around and you know, doing their thing.
Mike, it was also fun to see Eric Green's video of his son, Elijah Green, the number 5 overall pick, hitting a homer in his debut in that Florida Complex League you just mentioned. Talk about Elijah and the fact that he grew up with a pro as a dad. So he's been raised in it. It's a different sport, obviously. His dad played football. But what's that like having a pro dad for one of your draft picks in Elijah Green?
It was a fun day yesterday. I was actually at the game and saw our newly acquired prospect Susanna pitch. He started that game and Elijah hit a bomb home run, and one of our other high school drafts, Cox, was 2 for 3 and made a couple of nice plays in the outfield. So yeah, it's fun to watch those guys and see them at the infancy of their progression to the big leagues, and then you flash back, you know, 2 or 3 years from now when they're in the big leagues, and you know, you look back and say, well, I remember sitting in West Palm on a sultry 95 degree day and watching those guys get after it at noon. It was fun, and Elijah's a guy that he's got huge skill set and tools and the right attitude and great makeup, and talked to his dad a little bit yesterday, and you know, it's just a great support system for him. He knows, being such a high profile professional athlete, he knows the highs and lows that sports can bring you. So I think that Elijah will be well equipped for that, and he just kind of has a big league persona to him, and I think a lot of that has to do with being in the big leagues with his following his dad for so many years in the NFL.
Mike, I don't know if you saw the story. There was a Pirates infielder, Rodolfo Castro, who had a phone fly from his back pocket during the game, during a slide into third base. Have you ever heard of players having their phones on them during a game?
That should be immediate suspension.
Phone's a new one on me. I've seen rings and those type of keys and that type of thing. I've never seen the cell phone fly out of the pocket. That had to be interesting to watch. And what did they do? Did they take the phone out of the game? I don't even know what the rules are there. I would imagine you're not supposed to have a cell phone in your back pocket.
No. I think it was just a call up too, right?
I don't know, but Mike.
I see what you did there. A call up, JP.
Mike would be pissed. You know how pissed Mike would be if Luis Garcia had a phone in his back pocket?
He'd be the most pissed, I would guess.
Yes, you would, Mr. Rizzo. All right, hey, Mike. Hey, real quick, Mike. I know you're not going to give us names, but when you expand the rosters by 2 September 1st, possibly Cade Cavalli, possibly CJ Abrams, possibly.
It's a possibility. Again, it's a possibility. Not committing to any of them because we're not sure where we're going to be or what we're going to need or what we're going to what we're going to do at that time. So, but they both, they're both close to the big leagues and they're both getting ready to be big pieces of our big league puzzle. So it's not. Wouldn't be uncommon to mention those two names because they're very close to the big leagues already.
I gotta ask you before we let you go. This weekend will be interesting because Who's coming back? Juan Soto. And they've struggled since the trade. They're 2-5. They got a walk-off last night from Machado to beat to win that game, to beat the Giants. Hader almost blew the game, by the way, another guy they acquired. But what do you think the reaction, the fan reaction and attendance is going to be when Juan comes back for the Padres?
I think the fan reaction will be very positive. Juan's done a lot for the organization in his tenure here. He was a member of a championship that won it. So I think it'll be a positive atmosphere, a positive reception for him. And I think it'll be a big crowd because San Diego's an exciting team to watch. They're a good team, and I'd like to beat them a couple of times. It'll be fun.
Mike, thanks as always for the time. Enjoy the rest of your time in Florida. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you, Mike.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Yep. That's Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. When we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders. Is Ron feeling the heat now that he fired Sam Mills III, his defensive line coach, before the first preseason game? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.